brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Founder of the Fully Informed Jury Movement, and one of the men who traveled the country proving that the amendment to give us the income tax was never ratified, Red Beckman, co-author of The Law That Never Was, is going to be joining us coming up in the next segment in light of the big push by the corporate globalist disinformation outfits, the brainwashing command centers known as mainstream media, in light of all their demonization of the sovereign citizen movement, and that's basically anybody with an American flag hanging on their car, gets lumped in with the Ku Klux Klan. We've got him coming on with us in the last 30 minutes of the next hour. We've got Dr. Chris Busby coming on about the incredible developments going on at Fukushima. I was getting into this whole raw milk situation and how they do these big year-long investigations, and they've got to do that to act like the Amish man legally and lawfully shelling milk has done something bad so that the jury sees the year investigation and so they can put on this whole theatrical event like it's illegal, and they can misconstrue some federal regulation and throw them behind bars to shut down competition to Big Agra that lobbies hundreds of millions of dollars a year total into the coffers of the politicians. And so that's why all over the country, I know up until about a year ago, you go to the farmer's market in Austin and go right over and buy milk that was, milked out of a cow at 4 a.m. and then at 10 a.m. was delivered to the farmer's market. Best stuff you ever tasted. It's real milk. But then they had undercovers buying it and acting creepy, and threats were being made, so then you couldn't get it anymore. And they just take normal behavior. Just like all over the country, if you try to protest peacefully, they'll try to come over and tell you they're going to arrest you if you don't leave. You got to have a permit. Yeah, and you'll be in a town like Austin where the city's lost lawsuits, the state police have lost lawsuits in Austin for arresting people, saying they got to have a permit to protest. And you got to go, you know, officer, you guys lost a bunch of suits. I'm informed. And then they'll look at you and just go, okay. And then they'll mass riot troops across the street and say, we're going to arrest you now. And I go, fine, I'm going to sue you personally. Please don't violate the Bill of Rights. Please have some common decency, and the cops will just, I mean, I've got it on video. One time protesting Perry outside a hotel, the cop just goes, fine, and stomps off. Pure color of law, totally illegal, a tyrant. They're trying to twist. And then all these TV shows where the cops are always heroes and good guys and everything, I'm supposed to, like, not sit here and criticize the cop for doing that. There's no greater danger than uniformed agents of the state calling themselves authorities and officials openly trying to intimidate people off a street corner. I mean, that's the essence of the KGB, the essence of Nazi Germany, the essence of what the Redcoats were doing pre-1776. I mean, this is armed thugs with a tin badge coming over and saying, you as an American can't stand on the street corner and do what you're doing. And, I mean, I feel sorry for those New York cops that arrested me for protesting Geraldo Rivera and then charging me with something that wasn't an arrestable offense that they crammed the cuffs on. I didn't resist in any way. I was polite. They should turn around. And they just wrenched them on as hard as they could and were laughing about it. It's just amazing. I mean, what type of person would see an American protesting outside Fox Studios as somebody who needed to be taught? I mean, they should be proud of me. They should be proud of the first one. They should be proud of living in America. But instead, I need to be taught. What cell do we put him in? Put him in the dirty cell. Shove me in there with crap all over the floor, everything else, and laugh about it. I mean, what does that say about their souls?
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, for the next 53 minutes or so, we are joined by a true patriot icon, Red Beckman, influential figure really in the founding of the modern resurgence of the militia movement, anti-private Federal Reserve activist, the founder of the Fully Informed Jury Association movement, the co-author of The Law That Never Was, The Fraud of the 16th Amendment and Personal Income Tax by Bill Benson and M.J. Red Beckman, just an amazing individual, author of so many other books, Born Again Republic, Walls in Our Minds, IRS, and the Black-Robed Cover-Up. He is the proto-Tea Party. He is the proto-Ron Paul. He is the, there's very few people, what, a Bob Chapman, there's people like, I mean, there's not many others out there. G. Edward Griffin, but Red Beckman has seen this from the very beginning when he got out of the Air Force in the 1950s and witnessed how America was changing. And I wanted to get him on to pick his brain about the way America's changed, what concerns him most, what he thinks is most positive and most negative. And we're seeing a real heat up going on right now, a full rollout on MSNBC, CNN, 60 Minutes, CBS, newspaper articles saying, if you want to abolish the Federal Reserve, you're American Al-Qaeda. If you got a Ron Paul sticker, you're American Al-Qaeda. If you don't want to turn your guns in, you're American Al-Qaeda. If you don't like government-run health care, you're a white supremacist American Al-Qaeda. And I see a real preparatory phase where they're saying these groups are going to stage in Oklahoma City. And White House advisors, several of them, even Glenn Beck covered this 3 months ago, have come out and said, listing myself and Glenn Beck of all people, that we're going to cause a new Oklahoma City. And then they go on in the internal letters that have been public saying how great one would be and how it would help their agenda. So the real restoration movement against the globalist revolution to destroy our republic and make us debtor slaves is in high gear. And the revolutionaries, the cannon fodder communists and their ilk, the collectivists, they're being told that their gravy train is going to continue, their welfare train, if they can destroy the middle class. And, of course, they'll never even get any of the chicken feed. That'll continue to go offshore. Now, George Soros, according to even the Associated Press, Fox News, and other breakdowns, has spent $46 million so far this year. He's gone into high gear with color revolution leftist groups because they know the revolution's coming with the collapse of society. And I asked Red Beckman in the last break, I said, what is most important? We were getting ready to come on. What do you want to talk about first? And he basically said what I just said. From a historical perspective, he called it stealing the revolution, or stealing the restoration is what I would dub it. These are the most dangerous times we've ever been in. This same group of international banks that are based in Europe, where the bailout money went, financed the Russian takeover on record. They financed Hitler as a wind-up toy. That's on record. So they can then counter him. They do plan a hot revolution. And the Marxist-Leninist leadership does say blood is the answer. I sat across the table a few weeks ago from a well-known leftist who confided they were really a Marxist and blood was the answer after they had a few drinks in them and said it very proudly. But it's going to be blood of somebody that owns a car dealership, not of the globalist sitting offshore. It's going to be the blood of anybody that's got one more dollar than them. And this whole thing's been financed by the Ford Foundation and others on record. The illegal alien brigades, all of it. But the globalists are in trouble. The awakening was stronger than they predicted it would be. They knew moving the system in, there would be a counter to it. And Red Beckman joins us. Red, break down your concern and the message we've got to get out to the Tea Party dealing with the stealing of the revolution.
By the way, it's real good to be back on your show. Been a while since I've been on. And I think that the Tea Party thing, you know, I was afraid they might kind of fade out and kind of disappear after the election, but that's not the case. They are continuing to learn and grow, and this is one of the best things that we've ever had happen in the country, because they are continuing, and there's no way with the radio talk shows and the internet and everything, they are learning. They're getting an education on how this thing has deteriorated and who's behind it. And it's been a real gratifying thing for me because way back there, 25 years or so ago, people would ask me, they'd say, well, when is this all going to happen? When are we going to get this turned around? And I would tell them, I'd say, it's not going to happen until we have an economic meltdown. And then we'll have the people's attention. And that's exactly what has happened. And so what we need to get across to the Tea Party people is that it's actually a very small minority. The international bankers and the George Soroses and these schemers, they're a very small minority. the Tea Party people are the majority. And when I say Tea Party, I'm thinking of not just, you know, the people that call them Tea Party people, but I'm just guessing that there's probably 10 times as many people out there that think like the Tea Party people, that are just laying low and just trying to learn and play catch up on what has happened to our country. And so the majority in this country right now are swinging over to our way of thinking. We want to be free. We don't want to be governed, and we don't want to be plundered by that elite group of bankers and international scoundrels. And I'll tell you the one thing that the scoundrels, the Bolsheviks, I'm going to call them the Bolsheviks, just like in 1917, they can only operate if the people are ignorant and don't know about their schemes. And so it's of the utmost importance that we get across to the people, the Tea Party people, the majority in this nation, the story of these scoundrels and who they are. And when that happens, they're exposed. And never forget, we still have our guns in this country.
Yeah, this isn't Russia, where you had a bunch of good Christian, hardworking, but disarmed peasants who'd already been under tyranny of the Tsar and just traded it out for something far worse. Red, I want to bring this up right now. We have Newt Gingrich, who I hear mainline talk radio hailing as this great conservative. Newt Gingrich is an anti-gun, pro-socialist health care, pro-carbon tax pusher. And I tell Republicans this face-to-face, and they laugh at me, and then on my iPhone at restaurants and on the street or with neighbors, I can pull it up and show him on TV ads for carbon taxes. I can show him for a socialist health care. Mitt Romney raised $10 million in a few hours from corporate donors. Mitt Romney helped write the bill in Massachusetts for socialist health care that is the model of Obamacare.
Yes.
And you tell some of these Tea Party people this, and they laugh at you. Kind of like I was in McBride's gun shop a few years ago, and Bush was still in office, and a guy came over, it's a big gun shop, and said, "Alex, I don't appreciate you lying about President Bush and saying he supported the assault weapons ban." I didn't get mad. I said, "Well," I said, "it's a fact." And then the owner comes over, or one of the managers, I believe it was the owner, and says, "No, Mr. Jones is right, he did." And the guy went, "Oh." So, you know, these people have almost invincible ignorance. And I remember 2.5-3 years ago, right when Obama first got in, Rick Perry was being booed by the, quote, Tea Party, Senator Cornyn right here in Texas, and the left and right establishment got desperate. And they rushed in. They rushed in. And they tried to make it a partisan issue, and they said, "It's only Republicans. They're being bussed in. They're being paid for by the Republican Party." And then so Democrats wouldn't feel like, "Hey, I'm against the big banks and bailouts." It was more of a Ron Paul movement. It was honest. It was honest. They were booing Republicans and Democrats. I mean, they had it, you know, straight. They were Redback Manalix Jones listeners. And then the Republicans, to basically fulfill that false prophecy, ran in with buses and TV ads and Fox pushing it with their own Tea Parties run by Dick Armey to try to co-opt it. But it hasn't been totally successful. And that's why whenever this creature, this globalist who openly calls for world government, Newt Gingrich, comes out and says, "We need to not be hardcore Republicans. We need to not cut government." That's why they've now rebuked him, and he was one of the front runners. He's now dead meat because the Tea Party has gotten in his face and said, you're a shameful creature. And so what you're saying is there's a battle over the soul of the Tea Party.
Absolutely. And, you know, there's something else that is feeding into this, this whole picture.
Stay there. Tell us about the something else on the other side. Then we'll look at all the movements you founded not because we're tooting Red's horn. It's an example of the power of the individual when they have knowledge and the true role of government in our republic. Living legend, Red Beckman, straight ahead. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. The earthquake, tsunami, and nuclear disaster that killed thousands of Japanese citizens is nothing compared to the devastation that could be caused by hyperinflation that will soon hit the United States and could lead to millions of Americans becoming homeless, all caused by the devalued U.S. dollar. While the mainstream media continues to ignore inflation, our friends at the National Inflation Association provide a free weekly newsletter that educates Americans of the facts and truth about the U.S. economy and inflation. I urge you to sign up at the NIA's free newsletter at www.inflation.us to learn how you can not only survive, but prosper during the upcoming hyperinflation crisis. Silver has more than doubled since the NIA declared silver the best investment for the next decade on inflation.us. The NIA's team of expert economists are happy to answer any economic questions you have about inflation, debt, currencies, real estate, precious metals, and commodities. Visit inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
349, 359, 379. How much pain of a pump can you handle? Ease your pain now. Did you know you can increase gas mileage by 25 to 45% or even as high as 60% by adding water? Go to SaveYourGasMoney.com and learn how you can save an average of $750 to $1,850 per year with our hydrogen on-demand technology. Running our hydrogen gas through your engine is the equivalent of using 140 octane fuel. See how it works at SaveYourGasMoney.com. We have two complete systems for all cars, trucks, and SUVs for gas and diesel engines. Our gas-saving stainless steel units install easily in about 2 hours with no engine modifications and no extra parts needed. It's completely safe, American-made, requires no maintenance, comes with a lifetime warranty, great technical support, and same-day shipping. Visit SaveYourGasMoney.com or call 888-887-9981. That's 888-887-9981. Ease your pain at the pump with SaveYourGasMoney.com.
Federal agents, we are armed! Why do we do good if you are not thinking good? We have one stand up for truth. Why would you turn away to? And then what if you saw all of the things that's wrong? Would you stand tall and strong? Or would you turn it away? What would you do if you...
Red Beckman is our guest. Red, you were getting to a point as we went to break.
Yes, and of course you brought up, you know, different organizations that I've been a part of and such, and you had mentioned Allardyce and the 60 Minutes segment that they had on Sunday night that were they were really down on anybody that has anything bad to say about our government. I didn't see the program, but I know Allardyce quite well. He's a very sharp, sharp American and a very patriotic American. And they were ridiculing the idea of this sovereignty. And I couldn't help but chuckle when I heard about it, because all you have to do is ask an attorney about one person on a jury having the authority and the power to hang a jury. One person can hang a 12-person jury, and there is no conviction when that happens. And, of course, this is where I started, when I started teaching about the jury and jury nullification. I got a handle on that at a very early date, of how that we the people have sovereignty, and it is proven when we get into a court and one person hanging a jury in a tax case or any other case where the government is harassing the individual, one person has more power than the President of the United States, even if it's Obama. One person has more power than the Congress, the House and the Senate combined. One person on that jury has more power than the whole nine justices of the Supreme Court that are nothing more than government agents, because they're all government employees. And so one person has that power. That tells us that the people are the sovereigns, not the government. And there's many other ways that we can, you know, identify the sovereignty of the people. But it would be really great if the Tea Parties would pick up on this sovereignty thing and recognize the power of a jury. And, of course, I was the inspiration behind the formation of the Fully Informed Jury Association. I didn't help Don Doig and Larry Dodge to start that organization, but in I started the ball rolling in December of 1979. I spoke at the Libertarian State Convention, the first Libertarian Party, the modern Libertarian Party, their first state convention in Montana. Larry Dodge and Don Doig were there. It took 10 years for them to really grasp. We crossed trails a number of times, of course, and I kept telling them about the jury power. And then in 1989, 10 years later, they had gotten enough of a mental strength there that they had gathered together to where they recognized that I was correct in what I was saying, and they put that organization together, and that organization is doing a great job right today,
and that's caused the globalists.
It really is a tremendous thrill for me when I see what they're doing and how they're growing, and it's just everything is working for them. And of course, the Tea Party people need to pick up on this jury thing and how important it is. So,
Med, we've got a long segment coming up. And we'll be able to continue to break this down. I want to get into the Federal Reserve, the income tax being a fraud, the facts on that, your ideas for restoring the republic. I also want to talk about the true role of the jury with you on the other side. Red Beckman is our guest. And the Fully Informed Jury Association has done such a good job educating jurors that the globalists are trying to move to get rid of juries altogether.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Don't you just laugh every time the news plays another story about a foreclosure bank or attorney under investigation, bankrupted, or being sued? Zero Debt has a program that stops foreclosure, guaranteed for at least 2 years without payments or attorneys. In fact, we show our members how to get the banks to pay their taxes and insurance while they stonewall the bank's collection process. We show you how it's possible to quiet the title in your name by using the bank's very own foreclosure process. Loan modification is a joke. The banks use that to take your money with nothing in return and keeping you in default. You've heard our ad before. We are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Get free help now from ZeroDebtGuarantee.com or call to talk with others who have already used our system. We'll show you how to save tens of thousands of dollars by using the foreclosure process to your advantage and save your home. Call 800-477-9256, 800-477-9256, or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com, guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Beckman here in a moment, and we're going to talk just briefly on each issue, how the Federal Reserve took over, what the 16th Amendment really did. They went to all the major states that existed at the time that was not ratified and documented it, went to all the state attorney generals. Also, these headlines now in the news, oh, the police come in your house without warrants now. Oh, Supreme Court's ruling that. They're using the secret sneak and peek where they break in your house and not tell you they were there in non-terror-related cases. Of course they are. What Red Beckman thinks about the TSA sticking the hands down the pants. It's obviously meant to break our will. We're going to break it all down with Red Beckman here in a moment. First, I want to tell you about the National Inflation Association. Two-thirds of Americans are getting ready to retire. Social Security will be more than 50% of their income. And 22% of upcoming retirees' Social Security will be their only income. When massive inflation wipes out purchasing power of American Social Security payments, retirement in America will become a thing of the past. And we will see millions of retired senior citizens re-enter the workforce, combined with millions of government workers who will soon need to find new jobs when the dollar becomes worthless and the new government goes bust, and the government goes bust, it will be nearly impossible for upcoming college graduates to find a job in the U.S. Go to inflation.us and click on the videos tab to see the breakthrough film, The College Conspiracy Today. Again, that's inflation.us to watch the free film today, inflation.us. And it's also, you can sign up there for the newsletter. Now, also don't forget that we have the online video bookstore with Jason Berman's this powerful film that we produced, Invisible Empire, New World Order Defined, Mark Dice's amazing new book titled Big Brother, The Orwellian Nightmare Come True, to show how so much of what is talked about in that book, A Vision of a Nightmare Future, is now happening and more. Jesse Ventura's new book. We have specials where you get both books and get any one of my films you choose free on top of it. We also now have show us the birth certificate. Where is the birth certificate by Jerome Corsi? The president releasing that obvious fake answered none of those questions. And the old birth certificate they released, its code number that's supposed to match the original doesn't match. I mean, it just goes on and on. But that book is available at Infowars.com as well. And don't forget all of my films, the live stream of this radio show, the video stream, my book, Paul Watson's book, Expanded Extras, the new special presentation and interview with Stuart Rhodes and others, the state strike back dealing with the movement for state nullification of out-of-control federal behavior. That's now at PrisonPlanet.tv as well. And we also have all the new great T-shirts, books, and videos at Infowars.com, a lot more than what I just mentioned there. And your purchase of the books, the videos, and your support of the sponsors is what makes this radio broadcast possible. The toll-free number to call and order the books and videos or ask questions about combos and specials we're running is 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or you can write to us here at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. Now, going back to Red Beckman, Red, you specifically off-air made the point to yours truly that you don't see any way that this system is not going to collapse and that it's through that crisis that the establishment is going to try to put forward its false solutions, which are more of what brought us to this point.
Yes, that's why I stress that the Tea Party people and the people that think like those Tea Party people really need to recognize the fact that they're the majority, that they are armed and they are becoming informed about what's happening in our country, because they need to have a lot of confidence. They need to have the kind of confidence that will help them to, you might say, counter all the propaganda and such that's going to be put out by the major media. Because we have to recognize that the major media is not on the part of we the people. They're not representing us at all. And so we've got to get it across to Tea Party people that we are the majority. And we are not going to tolerate, a takeover of our political system like they did in Russia back in 1917. We're not going to let that happen. We have learned some lessons from what happened to those people back then. We're not going to let it happen. We don't have to let it happen. And so I'm always the optimist. And I think we've got a lot to be optimistic about at this point in time. And, of course, you mentioned the Federal Reserve Bank. Believe you me, before people had their houses foreclosed and all, you couldn't explain anything to them about the Federal Reserve Bank. They just didn't know. They thought it was part of the federal government and all that. When somebody gets in that kind of financial trouble where their house is being foreclosed, you can educate those people. You can tell those people about the Federal Reserve Bank, and they can grasp what you're saying. And so it isn't necessarily just
until what they really grasped, that it was secret where the tens of trillions went, and when we finally found out about where some of it went, it was to foreign offshore banks who owned the Federal Reserve. It was to media, thousands of newspapers, MSNBC. Rachel Maddow is paid by the Federal Reserve with our money to sit there and say people that don't like the Federal Reserve are terrorists. I mean, this is outrageous, naked propaganda. And as people learn more and more, I mean, take Iceland. They said no. Had a game of brinksmanship with the IMF and World Bank. The British government started suing their government. The people rebelled for over a year until their government got in line. And they discovered over 90%, it was like 91%, of the debt was owed by the very banks saying that Iceland was in debt. And the same thing just came out, over 80% in Ireland, that they didn't owe this. The banks, too big to fail, say, we've got to raise your taxes. We've got to do all this to you, or the economy will implode. You owe us this, but only because they bought off the governments to have them to sign on to it. And the big Federal Reserve lackeys, the IMF World Bank lackeys, have on record positioned the U.S. and Europe for economic implosion as economic hitmen to go into receivership. This is on record, but they've miscalculated, because now we go from Ron Paul having no co-sponsors 16 years ago for his bill to audit and then basically end the Fed, and now it passed the House, was killed in the Senate. The point is, that's why Bezygna Brzezinski last year came out and said, the elite are in deep trouble. For the first time, all of humanity is awake and staring at the elite. We're not staring now at their puppet front men, Republican, Democrat, that come and go. People are really starting to learn about who really runs the show through fraud, and how these big mega banks have record bonuses from our tax money, and that even the austerity they're talking about is just to cut government so all the money can go to the bankers. We're saying, no, get rid of the Federal Reserve, write off the quadrillion in derivatives first, then we'll talk about getting rid of all this welfare, which is what they use to make people dependent so they can use the welfare hordes as an army against the middle class, you know, the elite's cannon fodder. So it's all coming to a head. Red, let's talk about who the banksters are, what the Federal Reserve Act is, the law that never was investigation. Because on the 60 Minutes piece, they're like, well, it's going to run the government if you don't pay income tax. And I love how Ron Paul always points out on TV when they say that, that the capital and the whole government was built without an income tax. So explain the reality of folks.
You see, the Constitution for the United States of America, Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution, says that the Congress shall have the power to lay and collect taxes, excises, imposts, and duties. There's absolutely no constitutional basis for an income tax. It's totally forbidden. The federal government was to get the financing to keep itself alive and going. It was to collect tariffs and excises and such. But Article 1, Section 9, Clause 4 says there can be no direct tax, and a direct tax, of course, is directly on the individual. And so the Constitution, the founders were wise men, and they put it right there in the Constitution, that there can be no direct tax, and the income tax is a direct tax, so it's in direct violation of the Constitution for the United States of America. You know, I remember, I've been around long enough, I remember World War II when Vivian Kellams, the lady industrialist from East Coast, she took on the Internal Revenue Service and the federal government when they passed this nonsense about the withholding tax, and it was going to be just a wartime tax, and it was supposed to be removed after the war was over. And Vivian Kellams had about 400 employees, and she said, I am not going to do all that additional bookwork to withhold taxes. She said, it is involuntary servitude. And she ended up in court, and it was a long battle, but she finally won it. of course, back in Montana in 1980, we had some farmers, ranchers, small business people and such that got their heads together and said, we're going to find out if the 16th Amendment was properly ratified. Because the 16th Amendment was supposedly ratified so that the Congress could get around Article 1, Section 8 of the Constitution and Article 1, Section 9, the Direct Act. And, of course, those people there in Montana, they did a lot of research. They checked with all the state archives and all that type of thing. And by 1983, January of 83, they had the documentations from each and every state having to do with how the state legislatures had operated and how they had voted for the 16th Amendment or voted against it. Most of them did. In fact, if we want to be technical, and of course, the law is supposed to be technical, and if we check the documentation real carefully, not one single state properly ratified the 16th Amendment to the Constitution. And that was 1913 when they declared that it was to be part of our Constitution, that it had been ratified. We, the American people, have been far too patient. We've been far too easy to get along with. But that is changing, and people now are learning about the 16th Amendment and the fraud.
But to be clear, though, because I've read the law that never was.
Everything they can.
I read. I just interrupt because I've read you and Benson's book, and I've gone and looked into it. It is true that none of them properly did it, but from your research, because I haven't read the book in over a decade, how many states just completely didn't even ratify it but were listed, and how did the system get away with that? Why? Because the states were meeting every 2 years or so, and there wasn't good coordination, and so the feds just announced, and at the same time they got rid of the states having U.S. senators where the states legislatures would vote for the senators so they controlled them. They got rid of that. They gave us the income tax. They gave us the Federal Reserve. I mean, they did it all in one fell swoop. How was that coup rammed through, and did any states complain about it?
There were some states that complained about it, but not to the point where they were heard. You have to recognize the fact that our media back then consisted of one thing, and that was newspapers, and that was controlled basically by the William Randolph Hearst organization. And even at that stage of the game, the media was already controlled, and the media was the media was not for the people. It was for the elite. It was controlled by the elite. William Randolph Hearst would have to be recognized as part of the elite. And he was, his news organization, his newspaper, Kingdom, was the source for all information for all the newspapers in the country for the most part. And so the people weren't told the truth, and so they weren't. And, of course, you've got to remember that they sold this idea to the American people. They said, we're gonna soak the rich. We're going to soak the rich. We're going to tax the rich. And that always sounds good to the low-income people. They say, let the government tax the rich and leave us alone. Well, it never works that way. They might say that they're going to tax the rich, but it's always the lower echelon in the economy that get the taxes. Any time that congressmen and senators talk about tax reform, it means just one thing, and that is a tax increase.
All right, let me stop you, Red. We've got to go to break here in a moment, but I need to add this caveat. Look at Dominique Strauss-Kahn, $3,000 a night hotels, jets all over the world, on U.S. and European taxpayers. That's who fund the organization. And he's the socialist leader of France, set to beat Nicolas Sarkozy in the next election until this latest purported event with him and the sodomizing the lady. Now there's an example right there. The socialist leader is an international banker known for getting countries deep into debt out of fiat they make out of nothing. And there's the Communist Manifesto. What's it want? A private central bank, a graduated income tax, government education, all the things that we have. Because this is how the bankers come in and take over your nation. They put in this income tax to be paid to them. We'll be right back with Red Beckman. We're going to talk about some other key areas as well.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true. Seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country. And it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Concerned about radioactive fallout? The number one way by which your body protects itself from radiation or any other free radical is with glutathione. Glutathione is the most ubiquitous antioxidant in the body. The number one mechanism for removing toxic elements from the body is glutathione. In order for your body to make optimal levels of glutathione, it needs an abundance of the amino acid cysteine. The highest dietary source of cysteine is non-denatured whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. The most non-denatured whey protein powder on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is an industry first with its True Cool process. It retains all the active components of fresh raw whey. One World Whey is rich in immune, bodybuilding, and detoxification factors that make it a life-giving power food for everyone. One World Whey is sweetened with cold processed stevia and comes in three delicious flavors. To hear some impressive testimonies, go to oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com. Or call 888-988-3325.
Into the next hour. I'm then going to open the phones up for a couple segments on any issue I've mentioned, any topic I've brought up, or any points or questions you've got. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air today on the reactor cover-up going on, ongoing fires and explosions. The announcement that, yes, we are having more warrantless entry of homes. Yes, we're having secret warrants to break into your house and not let you know we were there. I mean, the essence of framing people, that's what those are really for. Just all of the incredible news. Also, Aaron Dice has got a big report up. Lieberman will have questions about Alaki's post-9/11 Pentagon dinner. This is I kept saying 2 months. Sometimes I get stuff backwards. 2 weeks after 9/11, when he was on the news as the number three guy in Al-Qaeda, all over the news, the leader of American Al-Qaeda, and he's secretly hanging out at the Pentagon with the Secretary of the Army. And there's more news out today from Watson. New Al-Qaeda leader claims he has nothing to do with Al-Qaeda, calls 9/11 a fabrication. Evidence suggests the new figure is another intelligence ghost. Looking at that, Red, why do you think they're getting so wild now announcing TSA to be on the streets, groping little girls, sticking their hands down their pants, groping Ron Paul, Jesse Ventura, hyping domestic terror? I mean, I think they're really getting ready for some stage terror here. That's clearly in the cards. We even have White House, you know, memos talking about how great it would be. These are very sick people. But do you think this is being done from a point of weakness, or do they think they've got us licked?
I think it's a weakness on their part. I think that they underestimated the American people and the power of the people to to counter what they're doing and speak out. And of course, talk radio, the little underground newspapers, the internet. My goodness, the internet is alerting, hundreds of millions of people about what's going on. And I think that the elitists, they underestimated all of this. And of course, I just think that they're in a panic situation because the world has gotten so small now that where are they going to go to hide? Where is there on this planet that they can go and hide and not be discovered where they're at and followed up? It's an impossibility for them to find any safe place because they're going to need a safe place if they're going to survive, and there is no safe place. I'm absolutely convinced of it. The anger of the people, and it isn't just in the United States, the anger is building up no matter where you go on this planet. And so there's not too many places for the elite to hide anymore.
Well, that's right.
Red, I like that idea.
Well, Red, that's right. I have a lot of guests I respect on, but they still have this view that the globalists are invincible. Look at Khan right now. Look at all these guys. They're not invincible. They are just ruthless, and then we're gullible and don't stand up to them. And look at what's happening in many other areas of the world. People are angry, and folks, I am well known. People know what I look like. Many other patriots, people don't know what you look like, so they don't tell you what they're thinking. People know what I look like. I can't go to the grocery store anywhere. I can't go anywhere in the country, other countries now, without almost everybody coming up to me.
You are listening to GCN.